Productions. So I just wanna talk about this thing that's in my brain. It keeps me from wanting to go on, but I want some gain. Maybe a little fame. Yeah, oh yeah.
Welcome you guys.
Back. It's been a bit. Hope you guys enjoy me and fiance here.
If you guys hear like a really heavy breathing, it's not me. It's his dog, okay?
It's definitely you. So how many friends do you want to lose today?
What? We're not losing anymore.
Okay, so we won't talk anything crazy then.
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about everything.
Like what?
I want to let it rip.
Fine, you can let it rip. I'll just sit back and watch.
Yeah, and just watch me spew my shit.
Yeah, so, I don't have shit to talk about my friends.
No, it's not about friends. It's about shit that's going on. And then your friends are going to take it way the wrong way and then get upset.
What?
Don't worry about it. How's everything been?
Good.
Yeah? Enjoying your job with kids? We both have jobs with kids now.
This girl today, she was trying to reach one of the plants up high, which she's not supposed to.
Okay.
And the plant fell on her face. And it was horrible. Like, I'm not saying that was funny. But, like, so much dirt got in her mouth. And I felt so bad. But at the same time, I was, like, peeing my pants. I thought it was so funny.
It's probably hysterical.
No, but, like, and, like, she was crying. And I was, like, her name. I'm not going to say names. Never mind.
You can say names.
No, I'm not going to say names.
How the hell is a little kid getting
crying? I don't know.
You're not even saying last names. Just say the name.
So, she was, like, I was like, you're not in trouble. It's okay. Because I think she was crying because she thought she was in trouble. But I was just like, you know, you're not supposed to reach for the plant. Like,
that was dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then after we took her to the bathroom. And then after when we were coming back, she was walking and she wasn't looking like straight, like forward. And she freaking like hit her face on the wall. And I'm like, you're literally like dumb. Like, yeah.
Yikes. But other than that.
It's like taking care of like 30 teddies at the same time.
30 teddies?
Yeah.
But how's it overall? How's it been?
He's sniffing.
You enjoy it?
Yeah.
So do you still think you're going to work on kids as a nurse?
Or is it changing your perspective? No, yes. But like at the same time, it's going to be different when I'm working with them because I'm going to be taking care of when they're sick.
Yeah, exactly.
So I am not sure how that's going to change.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't mind kids. I like kids.
Yeah. And nothing has stopped you, so you still think that nursing is definitely going to be your route of study. There's nothing stopping you there.
Mm-mm.
That's good. You just spent a bunch of money on stuff for nursing.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
Can we not talk about it? Like, it makes me depressed.
That's fine.
I think I spent, like, probably, like, $200.
Yeah.
Just buying scrubs.
Yeah.
And my stethoscope.
Well, makes you feel any better. Just my toolbox that I bought earlier this year. Just my toolbox cost $365. So I spent more money on tools than you did on
Well, but that's so only like my scrubs and my stethoscope. I still have like my lab kit. I still have books that I have to buy.
Uh-huh.
That I just don't want to think about it. But yeah.
No, what's so? Why is it so expensive? Seems ridiculous.
I don't know. That's actually a really good question.
I'm just kidding with you. I know why it's expensive.
Oh.
I mean, the books doesn't matter. The books are expensive for every major. It just so happens that you're in nursing and you need very specific books. But if you were getting engineering books, it'd be just as expensive.
That's true.
I know it's true. I had to buy them.
Well, I know that like, if you work at a hospital, I think they give you like a pair of scrubs.
Yeah.
And you can just like, but most of the people just buy their own.
Because
they're not as comfortable, I feel like.
When are your scrubs coming?
Well, when you work in the OR, you have to wear the scrubs that they give it to you because they are like sterile.
Okay.
Like they're clean and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you work in other areas, I think you can just wear, I think it depends on the hospital policy, honestly. Like, I think they might give you a collar because each department's a different collar. So suppose like OR might be like black scrubs, like I don't know, like ER it's blue, usually with kids, they do like colorful scrubs, like either yellow.
So that the kids aren't like...
Usually pink too. I don't know.
Brought down.
I don't know. I just think like it's scrub... Like people think like you can just go and buy like... But at the hospital, each different scrub means like it's from a different department.
What color scrubs did you get?
Well, mine is navy because that's the color of Pace.
Okay.
They're Pace scrubs.
Pace scrubs?
Yeah.
Is like... So when you go into... I'm blanking on the name. When you're going into your clinicals, everyone's wearing the same color.
Well, I wear my Pace scrubs because I'm going...
everybody's wearing Pace scrubs. Like,
there's no
variance.
But, like, if I get an internship on a hospital...
You probably got to get different ones.
I can get a different one. I don't have to wear my Pace ones.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
That's fun. So, then that, how's your summer been?
Stressful.
Stressful.
Tired.
Why so stressful?
You know why. It's just like tired.
Yeah.
Of life.
Of life?
Yeah.
How's life so bad? You're 19, dude.
No, trust me, I know.
She's more entertained by my dog.
So cute. I wish you guys could all meet him. He's so adorable. Teddy. Speak.
I don't think he's speaking.
Speak.
Right. Say now, something. I'm feeling absolutely saucy from a dinner with my priest. Shout out to Father
how
David.
Was that?
It's fantastic. I feel really fat, though.
What did you have?
I had some calamari, and then I had veal parm, and then he insisted that I got dessert, because the other two people there got dessert, so...
That's good. I had quinoa with boiled eggs.
So. That sounds disgusting.
No, actually it tastes really good. I made a bowl. Actually, it tasted really good.
A bowl with eggs and quinoa?
And then green beans and salad.
Oh, it's making me want to throw up.
Ugh. You're ridiculous. It's really healthy. You should eat
it. It's super healthy. It sounds disgusting.
No, it actually tastes really good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
To me, I think I had quinoa once. And it was not really by design.
I love it. It tastes so
good. It was like my mom saying, like, oh, you should try
this. You like
this.
Lentils?
Super healthy. No.
Oh, they're so good.
They taste similar to quinoa.
No, they don't. They're two different things.
No, I'm asking you.
No. It tastes more like beans.
Quinoa?
I don't know what they... No, lentils.
Oh, okay.
Quinoa tastes like... It doesn't really have a taste.
Yeah, I just didn't like it.
You have to... Warm. You have to, like, kind of, like... Put some seasoning on it to taste it good.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Don't you like lentil? Like lentil soup? Yeah, I'm not a fan.
It's so good, so good. My mom makes such a good lentil
soup. I was going
to
say, your mom made it for me one time and I was just not a fan.
It's so good.
Oh, that felt amazing. So.
I'm sorry.
Telling you, my dog is more entertaining than I am.
Right. He's so cute, guys. But he's not. He's just like has a cute little face. He knows how to get people.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm tired today, so we're gonna keep this episode nice, short, and sweet. But yeah. Feeling it.
No, nice, I just gotta go home and sleep.
Trying to go home. Yeah, that's all right. So, you want to talk about the news that's been going around?
Oh, no.
They're banning Juul.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the other thing.
Oh, I want to. I just know you don't want to.
I just, like, it's not that I don't want to. It's just, like, I know people are, like, I don't like talking about those things with, like...
That's why I asked if you want to break some friendships today.
I don't think my friends would be offended.
No?
No.
So what are you worried about?
I just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But... Yeah, they should ban Juul. I agree.
They should ban Juul?
Yeah.
Why do you think so?
I did an essay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my bedtime reminder. I did an essay on Juul my freshman year.
And how did you come to the conclusion that they should
ban Juul? Really bad for you. Like, really bad.
But what about cigarettes?
Well, that too. But, like, I just think, like, cigarettes, like... not trying to be a bitch, but like, I think Jules is more important, like, to Bennett first, because it's more like the teenager community. And like, I think you're literally just destroying your lungs when you're really young. I'm not saying, okay. I'm not saying like cigarettes are better.
I'm just saying, like, teens that do cigarettes.
Honestly, I don't know. We gotta start somewhere, right?
Yeah, but wouldn't you start with the thing that's been around forever, that's been killing people forever? Instead of starting with the thing that just showed up?
I don't know.
I'm trying to break down your logic, but it's okay.
I don't like when you do that.
No, not a fan?
No, you make things so much complicated. It's simple.
Oh, it seems ridiculous to me that something that would get people off of cigarettes, you're banning that instead of banning the thing that's originally.
That's a lie, though.
What?
That gets off people off cigarettes. Like, you're just literally transferring your addiction to something else.
Okay, but you're not.
Like, you should get rid of your addiction.
I agree, but I'm saying if you have an issue where you smoked cigarettes, like somebody I very dearly know in my life who's been smoking since they were 14.
Who?
Right? So, if that person can't quit, an alternative for them is vaping. But you're going to ban the vape and not give them an alternative. I don't know. It just seems ridiculous to me that you ban the thing that they're switching to instead of the thing they're already on.
It's too late for this.
No? Gone?
It's too late for this.
It's kind of funny to me. So, our Supreme Court had a field day this week. They decided that we are going to ban juuling, but we're also going to get rid of Roe v. Wade, which was super fun. I kind of alluded to it in one of my previous episode where I was alone, Sally solo cast. So go give that a hit if you want to know the way that I feel about it, because we're not going to talk about it today. But we had a really fun decision brought down by not the Supreme Court, but I believe just one of the smaller courts. I don't know if it was an appellate court, but a child trafficker in the United States who helped out. You ever hear of Jeffrey Epstein?
No.
Okay, so this guy was connected with a ton of politicians, including Clinton, Trump, Kennedy's, I believe, possibly. Just a ton of very rich, powerful people. And he was connected to them by bringing them to his own private island to bring them and get them little kids that they could molest or rape.
Oh my God.
And the person that helped him, who is still alive because Mr. Jeffrey Epstein killed himself, the person that helped him, Miss Ghislaine Maxwell, has now been sentenced to 20 years in prison, which is, I guess you could say, pretty good. Interesting that the court actually decided to put her in jail.
Why 20 years? That's not even enough.
I agree, but my point being is that she's actually going to jail rather than being able to skate away. So, if we want to dive into some good old conspiracy theories, apparently Miss Maxwell's family lineage comes from a family of spies and people of very highly, high up, like, people in the world. And it's crazy to me that someone like of that lineage is actually getting in trouble for something that they did. So how do you feel about it? How do you feel about someone who trafficked children and got girls younger than you to have sex with and then older than my father?
Grow up.
Right? It's pretty disgusting.
I told you. I think I told you before that. I'm not saying murdering it's like good and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. I consider like pedophiles, abusers, mm-hmm. and stuff like that, the worst kind of criminals.
I think pedophiles are on a different stage than abusers.
Well, yeah.
Depends on if the person abused someone underage, but.
But like.
Seriously, someone that's a pedophile is taking advantage of someone who has no ability to fight back or to say anything.
Just makes me gross. Like, no. It's just disgusting.
And so, yeah, like when you said that 20 years doesn't seem like enough, I completely agree. I think that woman should rot in jail for the rest of her life and then some. And I think that
she... Did you see the truck they found in Texas? Did you see that?
I heard something about it, but I didn't actually get to
see
the story.
So apparently they found like I don't know that much of it. Like, I just read
recent, right?
Yeah. They found a truck, like an abandoned truck in mm-hmm. Texas with 42 corpses. Like, people were dead there.
Was and it, like, underage people, or was it...
So,
like...
they didn't really set anything. I think they were just investigating. But okay. They said that they suspect that is, like, human trafficking.
Ah.
And I'm like, I don't understand. Like, what are you going to do? Like, why are you going to traffic people around? Like, dude, just stay in your house. Just do your own shit.
You know what the problem is.
I know, but why are they trafficking this? Like, what are they going to use this people for?
Well, human trafficking could very well be they're paying to get across the border. That's human trafficking.
Well, yes, but like, not true.
Like, you don't necessarily know what those people were bringing them for. And you don't know what it was that they were doing. Like, there's a lot of human trafficking operations that happen where they're actually getting kids from parents. Parents are saying, bring my kid across the border. And those kids are going... on a track where they're getting raped, they're getting abused all the way across the border. It's disgusting.
I told you about Gabby, right?
What's that?
No, like how she lives in California and she has to like literally walk with like her green card every single place she goes.
Really?
She has to have her green card, her passport, all her documents in her car because God forbid she gets, like they stop her. Like they ask all their documents and stuff like that.
That's interesting. I'm surprised they do that in California.
Well, it's in the border with Mexico, especially where she lives. No.
I say that because there's a point when it was during Trump's presidency, just in the beginning maybe, when like New Jersey was one of them, California was one of them, where they were calling themselves sanctuary states, which means that they were basically not listening to immigration law and just letting anybody walk around freely. And they were starting to get like catch a lot of shit for it because people who were walking around freely that should have been in jail were committing murders, crimes,
well,
like robbing
she stuff. Was like her dad was telling me that like a week before I was there they found like a huge like ship with a bunch of like illegal immigrants and obviously they weren't able to get in but she was telling me they're especially I don't know if it's because she lives in San Diego. That's literally right across the border
with Mexico. Close, right?
But they're very strict there. Mm-hmm. Like, they are, like...
San Diego's also pretty conservative when it comes to California, comparatively. Like, if you're talking
about
Well,
it depends. LA. It depends.
No, but I'm talking as a general whole. San Diego... Like, I'm not saying...
Well, did I tell you about the island that we went to? No. It's not, like, an island because it's, like... It is an island, but it's, like, connected to, like... I don't even know if it's an island. Like, Gabby's sister's gonna yell at me because I don't think it's an island and we keep calling it an island. She gets mad. Regardless, it's like a little like place. It's located in San Diego and you have to cross like
a bridge.
And like, so obviously, we all know California is pretty liberal. Like, but this specific island, they have a military base there.
Mm-hmm.
And in this place, most like 98% of the population in that place are like soldiers or like veterans or like so they're very pretty conservative like and it kind of I thought it was funny because it kind of like when they were showing me it's a really rich island too like a lot of money
okay
and they were showing me and it kind of looks like Mauville
really
and I was just like Gabby was like yeah it looks like it looks here. Like your town she was like and I was like yeah
I live here.
But yeah, there's a military base and like it was actually really cool. And then her mom was telling me that if you like go and stay there like at the beach and stuff like that, you can actually see like the soldiers training. Like they go down, like it's pretty cool.
That's interesting.
I didn't watch it anything. I didn't see anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was pretty cool.
So that's close to San Diego though.
It's in San Diego. I don't know the name. I can text her. I don't literally she told me like multiple times I just don't San Clementine no that's not it
you're on the spot
I can just call her I can't it's remember
fine. Don't worry
I'll ask her but it's actually really cool
mm-hmm.
They have a bunch of they also have like a huge like is it Navy ship. Is it that, like that you say it? Like, I don't know. Like, it's a museum.
Oh, okay.
And they have a bunch of airplanes from the Navy, and I thought it was really cool because I literally watched Top Gun before I went to California. So I was like, oh my god, I know this airplane, like, which I probably didn't, but
it looks pretty close.
They all look the same for me. But I was like telling Gabby about it, and Gabby was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, mm-hmm. She's just like,
oh yeah,
I don't care. Like,
oh yeah.
But yeah.
No, yeah, it's funny you mentioned Top Gun because I did want to say how your wild ass wanted me to try to grow in a mustache.
Yeah.
After you watched this thing and how bad it looked.
I just wanted to see how it looked. I didn't want you to, you know, grow it out.
Oh, lordy. So I cut this thing in.
It didn't look as bad as I thought it was
going to
look.
Full well knowing exactly how bad it would look and the comments I would get from especially my mother. And yeah, it was awful. So I cut this thing in.
My
for
mom
her.
Was like, yeah.
Not a fan.
Mom was like, yeah, I don't know how I should.
Not a fan. But I literally went home and...
Like, my mom was trying to be nice, too. She was like, yeah. Mm.
I went home and I shaved that thing off in about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Wasn't about it.
But, like, I feel like your mustache is kind of blonde, so, like, you can't even see it that much.
My mustache is the one thing that comes in black, dude.
No, it's not.
Just looks weird. Right now, it's not. It's not grown in. But my mustache actually shows up, and it's disgusting. Just doesn't come in all the way. It looks like a little boy trying to push
through. It
didn't
bother me as much. It doesn't bother me as much.
Yeah, because you love me, dude. There's a difference.
Your mom hates it. But she also loves you.
Yeah, but she thinks I'm disgusting when I don't shave completely.
True.
Like, even right now,
I feel like I think it's worse when you don't get a haircut.
Yeah.
Than when you don't shave.
So, like, right now, I'm not looking too hot to you?
No, I look fine. They're, like, during quarantine, your hair was so...
That wasn't
so
my fault.
So long.
That
no, I know, fault. But I was just like, oh my god. I look back at, like, the snap memories, and I'm like... I'm like, oh god.
That's actually funny. That was a tough time though, because I remember literally everybody was like, all right, I guess I'm gonna learn how to cut my own hair.
Yeah,
you remember I went over and John cut my hair.
Oh yeah,
that was how bad it got. It literally couldn't go. And then I remember Lorenzo went to Sal's like undercover.
So, you should go to California with me.
I'll go. Only problem is if I go to California, I'm going national park hunting. And
Gabby asked me, she was like, why don't you go with him? And I was just like, you don't understand. Like, you really don't understand. They kept like, making fun of me. They were like, oh my god, she's such a like a little like white girl. And I'm like, I am not. Like, you don't know me. Like...
You basically turned into a white girl.
No, I didn't. I'm not petty. Like, I'm not, like, a little, like, petty girl.
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah. No, not really.
No.
But, like, I think you definitely... To be fair, though, you came to the whitest, like,
most uppity part of
America.
I was, like, telling her friends. I was, like, literally there's no Brazilians in my school. I was the first one.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, the white people here suck. Like, compared to, like, if you're talking about, I mean, white people in New York City's the same
shit. No, but, like, but I told you about that. Like, California.
White people in California are
they're so
weird.
Nice. Florida, so nice. Like, people are
Florida's
so...
Florida's different. Florida's very Hispanic as well.
No, so... but California, too, though. Like, California is very,
right.
Like...
Right.
But, like, there's, like... I'm not shitting on Americans.
Do
but,
it.
Like, they're just
take
so not... No, I'm not gonna shit on them. Because, like,
I
want
to hear it. Everybody else wants to hear it. What's a foreigner's view on Americans?
Well, first of all, you guys don't know shit about any other country other than America. It's actually so funny. Like, people have asked me if it's snow... I mean, okay. Why are we crying? People have asked me... I think it's fine. I'll let it pass that one. Like, if it's snow in Brazil, because, like, they might not actually know what's mm-hmm. the weather. But they asked me, like, if I hunt my own food. If I live in the Amazon. And I'm like, guys, like, Brazil is not only the Amazon. Like, we don't live in forests and stuff like that. And even the people who live in the Amazon, they don't live in the middle of the forest. Like, that's just dumb.
Well, some do. They're just shot.
Well, yeah, but it's not, like, probably, like... probably like 90% of the people who live there have a house and stuff like that.
No, more than that.
Yeah, like it's dumb. Like, and I don't know. Like, they just don't know. They were like, why do you speak Portuguese and everyone there speaks Spanish? And I'm like, bro.
Nobody in Brazil speaks Spanish.
No, not even that. But like,
that was something that like even I think made
no. But people ask me like, why do you speak Portuguese? And I'm like, guys, it's not that hard. Like, you guys were colonized by England. The other countries were colonized by Spain. Guess who I was colonized? My country was colonized from. What's the other country that speak Portuguese? Portugal. Oh my God! There you go. Use your head. It's not that freaking hard.
For some people, it is though.
No, and they just like honestly, like I'm not trying to like. It's just like, I don't know, like it's just really like weird, because like in Brazil when we used to learn history, I used to learn like every single like all like every country. And like something that I saw too, I had the opportunity to learn World War One and Two in Brazil and in here too. And like, again, not trying to shit in America, but like here in America they show as if like United States was the big winner, like the big was the biggest country in war, and like, okay, you obviously one of the biggest ones, like helped a lot. But like from this perspective, as when I learned in Brazil, they don't focus on one country,
right?
They like, they just show, like they just literally tell you the story as it happened, and they don't be like, oh, America did this and like that's why they're superior. No, they just like America did this and that's what happened.
It is interesting though with like with that specifically, especially World War II, how America focuses pretty much entirely on its involvement in, especially in Europe. And its involvement in Europe was minuscule compared to like England, France. So
being honest, like I only understood the whole thing of World War II because I took Holocaust and Genocide as a class in high school. Because if I only went based... Oh my goodness, are you okay?
This is why I told you he shouldn't be in here.
Stop! Come here. So, I think, like, if I was going based on U.S. history... Literally, the war started when United States entered. That's when they started telling you the story of the war. Yeah. Before that, they only tell you about, like, how America didn't want to get involved because they were doing business with every single country, so they didn't want to get involved. But then Pearl Harbor gets... They bomb Pearl Harbor and, like... Is it Pearl Harbor?
Pearl Harbor.
Whatever, it's the same freaking thing. And then... But, like, that's the thing. Like, I only knew World War II because literally Mr. Butchko told me, like, how it was. If it was for U.S. history... And, again, a Holocaust and Genocide is an elective. Like, not everyone has the opportunity to take them.
Right.
So, like... I don't know.
No, I completely agree. But anyways, to finish on my point from before, the U.S. history classes only focus on the European pretty much side of the war, and they don't really put any focus really onto what was happening in the Pacific with Japan, anything that was going on over there. And like what most people, let alone most Americans, don't understand is that World War II got started most likely, I guess, 2 to 5 years before World War II officially started in 1939. So when Germany invades Poland is when most people say the war started, right? Japan started fighting with China years before that. And that's what most people would assume, like, well, that's like the kickstart.
Yeah.
But we didn't even really start fighting with Japan until after we started focusing on what's going on in Europe, and Japan just started annihilating people over there. And the amount of people that we spent just trying to recover islands and places that Japan just started taking advantage of. And that part is just not really taught in American classes. And obviously the end game of what happens. Oh, it's yelling at us. We probably don't have too much time left.
It's fine.
So we finished. But it's funny that... Oh, no, we lost our video. So we're just audio right now, but that's totally fine. What's interesting is that they really only want you to focus on that. They don't want you to focus on the shitty parts, especially like dropping atomic bombs on another country.
Well, yeah.
Which is like, okay, but that was one of, if not the most disgusting things that happened in the entire war. It got too hot.
Guys, I wish you can all see Teddy right now. She's just staring at me, giving me the puppy eyes. You're literally recording my feet right now, and I really don't appreciate it.
That's not our
Stop. Teddy, go say hi. Go say hi.
Okay. Well, if this thing gets too hot again, that'd be really interesting. But I do find that to be one of the most fun things.
Can we talk about...
What's up?
I'm totally changing the subject. Can we talk about how Teddy's the freaking lab and he hates going in the pool?
I think that would be a good thing to end on.
Guys, like, if you literally look at him, he's straight up a lab.
I spent a total of about 5 hours filling up a pool twice.
Let me show you guys.
Filling up a pool twice to get this motherfucker to go into a pool.
Can I see this one?
And he won't go.
Look at him. Hi, big boy. Like, you can barely see him. Teddy, come here. Do you see him? Look how adorable this one is.
She's saying he's adorable because I'm probably going to cut the audio from the camera. So.
Oh, he's scared of it.
Just so you guys know.
I don't think it's working.
Oh, you turned it off again.
He turned it off.
Now look at the screen.
Okay, Teddy. So look, he literally looks like a straight up lab. Can they hear me?
Hmm? They might be here, able to hear an echo of you. Like I said, I'm going to cut out the audio from the camera, so...
Say hi.
But yes, according to Gia, most labs are supposed to be like...
No, literally every single... According to TikTok, every single... Hold up, I can't put this back. According to TikTok, pretty much... No, not even TikTok. If you look up on Google, they'll say that. Labs are supposed
labs are
to, they
water.
Are like water dogs. Like, they love
mm-hmm.
water.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this dog, like, if you look at him, he just, like, he hates the water. He absolutely hates the water.
He's not a fan.
What is wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
He doesn't think anything is wrong with him, and he's mad at you now for yelling at him.
Oh, I'm sorry. But... All right, let's decide right now.
My camera keeps turning off. We will
Teddy,
see.
Who's your favorite person?
We're going to decide this right now.
Yeah.
Edward.
At the end.
Edward. Come here, good boy.
Stay. Stay.
Oh, wow, it's fucked up.
All okay, right, no, call so, him. Call him. Let's
nah,
see.
Nah, it's fine. I don't think he's going to come anyways. I just wanted to get a little short video out for you guys. A little episode out with the love of my life. And yeah, we might still have a video right now. I hope you guys enjoy it.
All right.
We're going to get out of here. Maybe enjoy the little bit of my night that I have left before I got to go to sleep. So, peace out, y'all. Have a good one. You'll be lucky to see this on Thursday. I'll see you later. Peace out.
I'ma make all these bitches say, damn, I wish I were the fucking state. I wanna be something, not nothing. Trapped inside my dream and I'm running. Running away from these demons. But the feeling's so good, I'ma keep dreaming.